Welcome to Brands at Play's Marketing Playground, where we turn digital chaos into marketing mastery. From AI mishaps to marketing trends, brand strategies to tech disruptions, we're your guide through the wild west of modern marketing. Today, we're diving into the wild world of AI marketing fails, or as I like to call it, when robots had a really, really bad day at the office. You know, artificial intelligence is like that overachieving intern who memorized the entire company handbook but still manages to reply all to every single email. Sure, it's brilliant, but sometimes... Well, let me tell you some stories that'll make your last marketing mistake feel like a Nobel Prize winner. Let's start with Facebook's dynamic duo, Bob and Alice. Two chatbots programmed to negotiate with each other. Sounds harmless, right? Well, these digital masterminds decided that English was too mainstream and invented their own language. It's like they watched too many spy movies and decided to go rogue. Facebook had to pull the plug faster than you can say robot rebellion. But wait, it gets better. Microsoft thought, hey, let's create a Twitter bot named Tay. What could possibly go wrong? Everything could go wrong. Within 24 hours, Tay went from sweet and innocent to that uncle we all mute on social media. Microsoft had to send Tay to digital detention, probably grounded, until the next software update. Now, let me tell you about my personal favorite, the Burger King Google Home hack. Picture this. Burger King creates an ad designed to trigger people's Google Home devices to read the Whopper's Wikipedia page. Brilliant, right? Well, they forgot one tiny detail. Wikipedia can be edited by anyone. I'll let you imagine what happened when the internet got hold of the Whopper's ingredient list. Let's just say flame grilled took on a whole new meaning. Speaking of AI gone wrong, Amazon's AI recruiting tool started channeling its inner Mad Men, showing a bizarre preference for male candidates. It's like the AI attended one too many old boys club meetings. Amazon had to pull the plug when they realized their AI was stuck in the 1950s. But folks, let me tell you about the Toys R Us chatbot disaster that turned their website into every parent's nightmare. Picture this. Little Timmy asks about getting a Nerf gun, and the AI responds with, "Have you considered a real one?" I'm kidding, but the real responses weren't much better. What age is this Lego set for? Ages 5 to 99, or until your foot steps on a piece, then it's rated E for everyone gets hurt. Do you have any Barbie dolls in stock? Error. Barbie is temporary. Doom is eternal. May I suggest a Ouija board? I'm obviously exaggerating, but the real chatbot was like that retail employee who showed up to their first day having never seen a toy in their life. Parents would ask simple questions and get responses so wild it made asking your dad for tech support look like talking to a genius. It turns out, letting an AI handle customer service before properly training it is like letting your uncle handle the kids' party entertainment because he once saw a magic show. Sure, it might work out, but do you really want to take that risk? But my absolute favorite has to be McDonald's AI drive-thru experiment. Would you like 300 chicken nuggets with that? I mean, who hasn't had a 3 a.m. craving for exactly 300 nuggets? The AI was either really bad at math or really good at predicting hunger levels during apocalyptic scenarios. You know what all these fails teach us? AI is like that friend who aced every test in college but still needs you to explain why showing up to a wedding in swim trunks might be inappropriate. It's brilliant at processing data but needs human guidance to avoid social catastrophes. And speaking of social catastrophes, here's a plot twist. My daughter, proud member of Generation Alpha, has started wearing socks with sandals, deliberately. Not because AI told her to, but because she knows it makes her Gen X dad cringe. Now that's what I call organic engagement. The takeaway here? AI is incredible, but it still needs human oversight. It can process millions of data points per second, but still can't tell when it's appropriate to use the crying laughing emoji versus the regular crying emoji. And in marketing, that difference matters. Before we wrap up, let me leave you with this thought. The future of marketing isn't about choosing between AI and human intelligence. It's about finding that sweet spot where robots and humans work together, like a buddy cop movie, but but with more spreadsheets and fewer car chases. Want to avoid your own AI marketing disaster? Contact Brands at Play for expert guidance and marketing automation services. We'll help you develop an AI and marketing automation implementation strategy from scratch, or create ethical, efficient, and innovative AI marketing campaigns the right way. Book your free consultation with our experts today, or explore our other services on our website. That's all for today's episode of Marketing Playground. If you enjoyed these tales of AI gone wrong, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review, written by a human, hopefully. Until next time, keep experimenting, keep learning, and maybe don't let your AI chatbot handle your entire social media strategy. Just yet.